hey, you are wildly capable of great things. So take a deep breath, let it out. You've got this. I want to tell you guys today about Brandlink Media, a female-owned digital agency with years of experience working with businesses in Oklahoma and beyond on their branding, web design, email marketing, copywriting, and more. Remember, you are wildly capable of great things, and Brandlink Media is cheering you on. Visit www.brandlinkmedia.com to schedule a free consultation. Link in our show notes. It is my pleasure to introduce Bailey Gordon, who is a nonprofit consultant. Bailey, please tell us about a few defining moments of your life.
Yeah, I will say it's very difficult to think about, you know, what are those specific moments? Because a lot of times I feel like you don't realize something's a defining moment until you look back and you see all of the different things that led to that and that kind of came out of that. And in my journey as a nonprofit professional and now a consultant, I can really look back and see some of those specific times. When I was in college, I got a job at the OSU Foundation working in their donor relations department. And that was when I realized, you know, how scholarships happen, how, you know, philanthropy really helped change the lives of a lot of people. And as a scholarship recipient, mine as well. And so I really fell in love with that concept while I was in college and, you know, had no idea that that would kind of shape everything that moving forward. But a big time for me, I actually worked for my sorority as a consultant right out of college, which is kind of the most random, weirdest job to a lot of people. But I worked there and I had never done, you know, I had been on family vacation, but travel wasn't a big part of my life at that point. And I did that job and I met people, you know, from all over the country, actually, you know, got to walk a mile in their shoes, stay, you know, live the way that they lived. And it really, I feel like, just broadened my perspective so much, being able to, you know, travel across the country and just meet all of these people who were so different, you know, who were different than I was, and from a lot of the way, you know, a lot of the people that I grew up with. And during that year, it was just a 1-year gig, and I was like, okay, I guess I need to decide what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, because I still don't know. And I remember there was one night I was at Johns Hopkins University. I was in this kind of creepy old hotel, and I thought, I just need to figure this out. And so I made a list of everything in my life that I did not like and everything in my life that I did like. And it was very, you know, it was absolutely everything you can think of. And so I looked at it and I was like, it looks like I really want to work in the arts, but I don't want to be an artist. I want to help it happen. And so I decided to try to get into arts administration somehow, and loved my experience at OSU with working for the foundation. And I ended up coming back to Oklahoma City after that year of traveling, and I ended up getting a job at Allied Arts, which just introduced me to all of these really cool arts and cultural things that were happening in the city and the city's growth and development. You know, I moved here in 2009, so we were really starting to have this big renaissance in Oklahoma City, and it made me fall in love with it and stay. So I would say that those were some moments that really defined kind of the path that I was going to take in my career.
I love that. So you said you made your list right as you were graduating. Is that when you did that?
So it was almost a year after I graduated from college. So I had gotten this job, and, you know, 2008, I was one of my only friends who had a job upon graduation, because that was the beginning of the recession. Mm-hmm. And so I felt really fortunate to even have a job at all. Yeah. And then it was just a 1-year, you know, 1-year contract. And I was like, I have not really thought about what else I'm going to do with my life. And yeah. So that was 1 year after graduation. And, you know, it just really set me off on this journey that I did not, you know, I hadn't really even considered or knew was an option before.
I wish more young people would take the time to make that list and really dig into a sense of direction before like jumping in. Cause I had a similar moment. But I did mine a few years after, but I made a very similar list, and it has helped guide so many decisions towards what I actually wanted to do. So, if you're a young person listening to this, make that list. Mine was a little different. It was like a box. I also did what I'm good at and what I'm bad at, and tried to find some commonalities there, because, you know, I'm interested in science, but I probably could never work in science, you know, if that makes sense. So I was kind of but just getting the lay of the land is so important. So it's really cool to hear about that. So what keeps you, obviously you work for nonprofit, so I'm assuming the work and the results that they produce are really inspiring for you.
Yes, but absolutely.
Where do you go, like, when you're feeling burnt out and you need to, like, refill your personal cup? Like, where do you get fresh inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that for me, a lot of that comes, yes, they're seeing the fruits of my labor, if you will, you know, seeing how the funds that I raise, you know, help people, you know, they help the organization, and then in turn, they go out and help people or animals or whoever in need. And that is really inspiring. But a lot of times I have to, like, kind of disconnect from work and take a break to kind of refill my cup. So travel is a huge driver of inspiration for me. I caught that travel bug kind of pretty early on. And when I'm in another place, you just, you know, you feel so free. You can kind of be who you want to be, do what you want to do. And it, you know, and again, just like broadens your perspective on the world and on your, you know, even specifically, you know, more specifically your world. And, you know, I'm just inspired by, like, you know, beautiful things and kind of getting out and traveling. So that's a big thing. I also really love the theater. I love musical theater specifically. And so going to a show just always makes me leave kind of rejuvenated and excited. And, you know, not that I necessarily get a lot of work inspiration for that, but I think that to be able to do our jobs well, we have to feel well, like we have to feel our best and feel great. So I would say, like, travel and theater are huge. And then for me, I am a super extrovert. I should say that. I'm very extroverted. And so being with other people also really energizes me. But more specifically, I really love connecting with people who are, you know, have big ideas, but who are pursuing them and who are kind of in the thick of things, figuring it out. And other people's journeys really inspire me a lot. And so, you know, just hearing about, you know, other people's challenges and how they're figuring that out and how they're feeling really helps me when I'm kind of feeling like I am lacking direction or lacking motivation. You know, I feel like there's strength in numbers. And so it always feels good to talk with them. And, you know, again, like, my clients really inspire me, the nonprofits that I work with, because in fundraising, you know, I'm not an expert in things like counseling services or, children's programming or education. But I get to be part of it. And so to hear people who are in there doing the work, to hear their passion is huge for me. So they get excited about the work that they're doing, which makes me excited to help them figure out how to get the resources they need to do that. And so, you know, I not only see it on the back end when, you know, even just following them on Instagram, like, one of my clients, they run the Boys and Girls Club of Norman, and they had an awesome summer, and all of the, like, cool stuff that these kids got to do, I thought, man, I get to help them raise money. I get to help them make this happen. And that was exciting. But also just talking to people on the front end really gets me pumped up for a project, because I want to, like, I want to see them succeed with what they want to do.
Oh, that's so beautiful, and it sounds really fulfilling. Tell us about your process working with your clients. You know, when you have a new client, you're so excited about their project, but maybe they're coming to you because they're disorganized or something like that. You know, what do you have sort of a process that you put them through?
So every client is different. And so I try to take a different approach with everyone. I will say it feels a little bit like therapy when I first start talking to them because, you know, I've worked in nonprofit for pretty much my entire career. And so I know that a lot of, you know, there's not enough people working, there's not enough time, there are not enough hours in the day to get everything done. And so I, you know, the resources are really limited. And so the first time I sit down, especially with a potential client, I just kind of ask them, like, you know, tell me about what you're doing now. Tell me about what's worked well for you in the past, or what your goals are, what you want to see. And, you know, a lot of times people are a little hesitant and a little shy to tell me about what their issues are. And then all of a sudden they get a little more comfortable, or I say something like, oh yeah, I've been there before, or I have lots of clients, you know, I've had several clients who have been in that position. And then they start to feel better because they're like, oh, I'm not alone in this. And so then it just becomes, you know, a therapy session where they're telling me kind of all of their different pain points, everything that is keeping them from, you know, especially because most of my clients are in fundraising, keeping them from raising the money that they need to do their programming and even to keep the lights on. And so, so I just try to, you know, be really open with clients and really open-minded with them. Let them know that they're not alone. You know, everyone experiences a lot of these same struggles and these same challenges. And so, yeah, I just try to be, I guess my process is I just try to be a really good listener and let them, you know, let them share what they're doing, because, you know, I could come in and say, well, you need to do this. But like, for me, I want to make sure that they are getting the solutions they need, that they are getting the things that they need to become more organized and efficient. Because again, those resources, time, money, staffing, all of those are so limited with really any nonprofit that, you know, it's like, how can we do this the most efficient way possible so that we can then in turn be really effective? And so, so what I try to do is just really listen and really kind of dig deep and ask questions to get to the heart of like what their struggles are and what their opportunities are for growth. So that, you know, when we're working together, they are, you know, they're not only getting strategy that they need, but they're able to actually implement these things.
That's amazing. And I'm sure it's just a ripple effect from there. Once they're getting that stuff off their chest, they're able to do their job better. And that's really amazing to watch. So when you think about, you know, the future of your career, your life in general, what do you see and where are you headed?
Yeah, I feel like I struggle with this question as well, because, you know, I would have like a million years would have thought, you know, running my own business, that people would be, you know, to help their organizations. You know, I'm single. I have a dog. I never would have thought I would have had a dog. Like if you would have asked me 5 years ago, I'd been like, no, I'm not getting a dog. And I travel, I have incredible friends. I have a wonderful family. And I just never, I guess I wouldn't have imagined my life would be what it is right now, but I feel like I, you know, find joy in the everyday and just like pursue things that make me feel fulfilled. And so I don't know. I mean, I just kind of see more of that in my future. I would find it hard to say, you know, well, my company will have employees, or maybe I'll just still be solo, or, you know, I don't think that I could ever predict where this is going to go. So, you know, I just know that I want to live a big, full life, and I want to fill it with things that bring me joy and hopefully bring joy to others as well. So, yeah, I just imagining my future is so hard because I feel like as I look back, I never would have thought that this is where I would be.
That is totally fair. For our last question, tell us what your proudest moment is so far.
So my proudest moment, I would say, you know, there are a couple of times that I have been like, wow, I did it. I feel really proud of myself. But I would say that I don't know that I ever necessarily feel that pride so much as I have these moments when I'm like, how did I get here? And I feel really, really grateful. So I have like certain points when I've just been like, how did I get here? You know, a lot of times on travel, you know, a couple years ago, I took an incredible trip to Europe with a bunch of, you know, with a bunch of girlfriends. And so many times during that trip, I would just look around and say, how did I get here? You know, just sitting at a cute cafe in Paris. And, you know, it was just kind of surreal. It was like, what am I even doing here? And then I feel like I always feel so like grateful and humbled anytime I get a new client. You know, it never gets old. It's always like, I just have to stop and like reflect and be like, wow, like I can't believe someone is trusting me to help them. Like, I can't believe that someone is putting, you know, putting their faith in me to get them where they want to go. And so I just feel so, so grateful. I mean, there are a couple of things I will say. When I graduated with my MBA, that was so hard. I was working a really, really busy fundraising job and going to school part-time. It's supposed to only take you like a year and a half or 2 years. It took me three because my job was so busy. I couldn't like go to classes as many times a week as, you know, you're supposed to. And I remember, you know, I remember that graduation day and just being like, holy cow, I did this. Like, I cannot believe that I worked this hard and I actually made it through this. So yeah, I would say that it was definitely a lot more challenging in a lot of ways than undergrad, you know. In undergrad, like your job is go to school. Like you have jobs, yeah, other jobs that you work too, but like your main focus is school. And then doing a grad school program out, you know, while you have a full-time job was like, that was a lot. So I remember doing that. And then I also remember, you know, it was my first Monday as a self-employed person. And this was just a year and a half ago. But, you know, I remember I, you know, had wanted to like go to the gym, and it was like 8:30 on a Monday morning. I put my tennis shoes on and I just like stood there. I was like, I kind of cried a little. I stood in my bedroom and I thought, I get to like start my day the way that I want. I have projects that I'm looking forward to working on this afternoon. And I just remember being so grateful, saying like, I can't believe this is my life. How did I get here? Like, how did I get here? And you know, just having like being excited about, I mean, I've been excited to work at all of my jobs, but it's just a little bit different when it's your own thing. And so, yeah, I remember that there are just a few times that I've just been incredibly grateful and just been able to say, wow, how did I get here? And that those are kind of my special moments.
100 Magazine is a publication featuring 100 wildly capable women in Oklahoma City. Buy the magazine to read all 100 interviews at 100mag.com. Wildly Capable Woman podcast is produced by Sugar Free Media. You can check out our daily news podcast, News du Jour, for a calmer space to consume the news. Music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast if it meant something to you to help us reach other wildly capable women.